Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you, and enjoy the podcast.
Next up, we have Ustada Fatima Lett. She is also one of the graduates of the Qalam Seminary of the entire five-year Alimiyah program. She, in addition to doing that, she is also a teacher in residence at the Roswell Community Masjid in Atlanta. She also works with the Roots Community Space. She does a lot of things, mashallah. So we're excited for her to be sharing with us, inshallah. So Sada Fatima, what is your topic for today?
So today I will be talking about...
Muted, I think.
Sorry, I'm...
Sure? No, you're good.
Am I good now? Yes. Okay. So inshallah, today I will be talking about sending salawat upon the Prophet. So what does it mean to send peace and blessings upon him, and why should we do it? You know, and kind of just some virtues behind it, inshallah.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite topics. Actually, when I read that you were gonna be speaking on this, I was reminded of a khutbah that I heard maybe when I was like 14 or 15 years old. And you know, this was the khutbah topic. It was something that everyone already knows, which is how to send salawat, but we kind of limit it to one situation. And I remember the khatib, he shared so many benefits of it. And obviously I only remember one or two from, you know, way back when. So I'm excited, inshallah, to hear from you on this topic.
Inshallah. So I'll go ahead and get started, inshallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Today I'm going to be talking, as I mentioned before, I'm going to be talking about sending salawat and sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before we jump into the topic, something that I kind of want to get everybody thinking about and just kind of put your mind, you know, there is think about somebody that you care about a lot. You know, somebody that you love, you care about this person. Say, for instance, this is someone that you enjoy their company, you enjoy spending time with them, you enjoy listening to their stories or listening to the things that they say. And so you just overall enjoy this person. When we love people, when we enjoy people's company, when we have like good friends, family, like people that we really spend a lot of time around, we end up talking about them a lot. We'll talk about them to our other friends. We may talk about them, you know, in different situations. We end up showing our admiration for people in different forms and ways, especially in other interactions with people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was someone, and we've been learning about this throughout the entire session, this entire webinar, this entire conference. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was somebody who was sent to us as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as our prophet, and also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed for us to get to know him. You know, the fact that the Prophet, you know, we have so many narrations about his life. We have so many narrations about the way that he carried himself, the way that he interacted with people. And these narrations that we have and these stories that we hear, you've heard from, you know, Sheikh Nasser, you've heard from, you know, Salah Atfa, you've heard from Sheikh Mikhail, Sheikh Muntasir, so many people. And they've all told the stories and the narrations of the Prophet. And we hear them, yes, to get benefit, yes, to learn from him, but to also develop a relationship with the Prophet so that we are able to truly know what it means to love the Prophet more than we love ourselves and more than we love our own family. Because you can't necessarily love someone that you don't know, that you don't understand, that you don't, you know, you don't have any relationship with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these narrations and the ability to be able to see into the life of the Prophet so that we can be able to develop that love for him. And so when we talk about sending salawat, when we talk about, and I would define salawat as we keep going, but when we talk about sending salawat and praise and blessings upon the Prophet, we get it. We understand that this is something that we should do, and we understand it from the Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 56, Inna Allah wal Malaika yusalluna ala nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed God and His angels bless the Prophet. Okay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Bless him too and give him greetings of peace. This ayah, it's so fascinating, so beautiful, because the very first part of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha wal malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah starts it off first with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels send blessings and peace upon the Prophet, send blessings and prayers upon the Prophet. And this is showing us that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this love and this compassion and this care and this, you know, this ultimate level of love for the Prophet Muhammad. And not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bless the Prophet through his love, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commands those that are in the heavens, meaning the angels, to also show their love for the Prophet, to also bestow pray for the Prophet, to also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy for the Prophet. And so the very first thing that we learn here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, they send blessings upon the Prophet. And the reason, one of the reasons why, is out of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who claim belief, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, is your job too, to send peace, to send prayers upon him, wa sallimu taslima, and send some greetings of peace upon him as well. And for us, when it comes to us sending salawat upon the Prophet, the very first thing that we are understanding, that we should understand, is that our sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet is out of our love for him. It's out of our care for the Prophet. That the Prophet, he sacrificed so much for us, that he spent hours and hours in crying in prayer, making dua for us, until the point where the companions came to him and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? What is going on? And the Prophet says that I'm making dua for my brothers and sisters. They ask, who are your brothers and sisters? They say, the Prophet says, those who believe in me and they have not even seen me. And that's us. That's us. And so out of our love and our care for the Prophet, we send blessings, peace and blessings upon him. Salawat is, the meaning of salawat is actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, there are many meanings, but one of them is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mercy, to have mercy on the Prophet. Another meaning is also to pray for someone or to make dua for someone out of love. And then the third meaning of salawat is also praising somebody. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to praise, to, you know, ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on the Prophet, and also to pray for the Prophet out of the love that we have for him in our hearts. The second thing here that is commanded of us is wasallimu taslima, and for us to send peace upon the Prophet. Suddenly, mul is to wish peace and safety on somebody. So that we are to send peace upon the Prophet. This is a way and a method of us showing our love, a practical way and method of us showing our love and our care for the Prophet. And there's so many benefits, like Ustad Abdullah mentioned, there are so many benefits to sending salawat upon the Prophet, and there are so many different ways of also doing that as well. And one particular narration that I found to be like very beautiful is that a companion came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the companion said that they were praying and they wanted to make dua for the Prophet ﷺ. And so they told the Prophet ﷺ that we know how to greet you. You know, we say assalamu alaikum, we know how to greet you, but we don't know how to pray for you. And the Prophet ﷺ was then quiet for a little bit, and then he gives them the way that they should make dua for him. And so he says, "Kulu," he tells them for them to say, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad." Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, have mercy upon Muhammad, wa ali Muhammad, and the family of Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, like you have mercy upon Ibrahim, wa ala ali Ibrahim, and on the family of Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid, indeed you're the one who is magnificent. Wa Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, have blessed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, and on the family of Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim, like you blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa ala ali Ibrahim, and on the family of Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. And so this is one way that the Prophet tells the companions that they are to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet. And this is something that may sound familiar to you all, because it's something that we do in our salah. But there's also other narrations that talk about, you know, sending our peace and blessings upon the Prophet in the morning and in the evening, and that how this serves as an intercession for us on the Day of Judgment. And so intercession is very interesting, because when we, on the Day of Judgment, when we're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet will come and he will plead our case for us in front of Allah. He will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. He will plead in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. And so one of the other ways of doing that is sending salawat upon the Prophet is doing it in the morning and in the evening, combine it with your morning and evening du'as. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Doing that 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, and you will see that Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, will intercede on our behalf on the Day of Judgment. Another benefit to doing salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ is that it also serves as us, you know, a purification for us. That the Prophet ﷺ says that whoever makes dua, whoever says this, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, whoever makes this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from that person bad deeds. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that from that person bad deeds. That person will be forgiven for some of the sins that they may have committed. And so we see that there are so many benefits to doing salawat upon the Prophet, but the very main thing, one of the biggest things too, is that it's a practical way of us showing our love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last thing is that you guys have been hearing his name throughout this entire lecture, so make sure you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.